I'm José Miguel Parrella with the Azure team, and today I'm going to show you a use case for the recently announced Azure Container Instances. In my resource group, I have created a storage account that has the file service capability. And within that file service, I have a file share that I can use to, for example, store files across my container instances. That's exactly what I'm going to do. So if I look at this file service in particular, I'm going to see a share called packages. And within it, there's a folder called false login, which is the name of a Debian package. And then there's a source. It's a Debian source package that's stored in here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use Azure Container Instances to on-demand build that package and put the binary assets back into this share. So to do that, I'm using Azure Container Registry. In Azure Container Registry, I'm already storing a Docker container, the image that I have created previously called ACI Dev Builder. That has a couple of versions. I'm going to be using the latest one. I'm going to show you the template, the ARM template, the Azure Resource Manager template in just a second. But before that, let me quickly talk about the container. So if I look at the Docker file, you're going to see that I'm using the unstable Debian container to start with. All I'm doing is enabling the source repositories for Debian. I'm installing some required dependencies, and then I have a script that I'm going to use to build packages on demand. And obviously, anytime I start an image, it's going to build whatever I pass in the command line as well. So if I look at the build script, it's actually pretty simple. I am creating a folder in the packages top-level directory for this compile. I'm getting the build dependencies, and I'm using the dash dash compile option to apt-get source to actually download and compile the source package. And once the binary assets are ready, I'm going to move them into that top-level directory I mentioned before. So obviously, I do my regular Docker build for that, and then I do Docker push. I've done that already, so it's already in my Azure Container Registry up there. So all I need to do is work on the template now. As you can see, the template has a container groups construct, which is what I'm using right now. And there's only one container in that group called Builder. It's using the image in the container registry, and it's calling the script with the package names that I'm using, the one that I want to build. It's also specifying the volume, and there's going to be a spec for the volume at the bottom, and obviously the resources I can get. I'm also specifying the image registry credentials right here. Obviously, it needs to get to ACR, and the volume that is served through these Azure file share that I showed you earlier today. So my parameters file has all the credentials for this. But one interesting thing that it has is it has the name of the package. So I'm already specifying the package is going to be called false login, so it knows what package to build. So all that's left to do is actually create a new deployment. I'll do that, and I'll call it ACI1. Container farm, it's the resource group name, and I have the template file that we saw earlier, as well as my parameters file containing the secrets and some other variables. So I'm just going to go ahead and create that deployment. What's going to happen now is the container group is created with one container in it called the builder, and that's going to pull the image from container registry, and it's going to run the script with the parameter false login. And once those binary assets are created, they're going to be available for me in the file share. I can actually monitor the status of individual containers using CloudShell. So I have CloudShell right here, and all I need to do is use my AZ container logs capability here, and all I'm going to do is just specify the name of the container group that I just created, and I should see the logs as soon as they are available. One thing I can do from within the CloudShell is I can just loop this, so I can constantly take a look at what's going on with logs. And it should be a pretty fast compilation once the image has been pulled into the container group. As you can see, it has already started. So it's going to install all the build dependencies and then build the package itself, which is what it's doing now. And there's going to be some dev, that binary asset, the .dev files that have been created. And those are going to be available in the file share. So as soon as that's created, which as you can see, it's already happening here, I can just minimize this and go to my file service. And in the file service, if I browse to the package share, I should see the folder for false login. And here I'm going to see that the new binary assets have been deposited here. Now the container has already stopped, and it was just a few seconds. I'm able to tweak the requests, the requested resources for this. And this is just one use case for the newly announced Azure Container Instances, playing side by side with Azure Container Registry, Azure Files, as well as other features that are available in Azure today for container usage. Thanks for watching.